أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وكذلك جعلناكم أمة وسطا لتكونوا شهداء على الناس ويكون الرسول عليكم شهيدا. صدق الله العظيم. As explained, Allah Ta'ala has made this ummah a very moderate ummah, a very ummah which is right on the perfect central straight path. It, there is no extremities on either side in all matters. As far as aqaid are concerned also, not like the Jews who disparaged and disregarded the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, killed how many, made shaheed so many of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, and even in their book, the Torah, till today, very evil, evil things are written about the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. And neither the other extreme of the Christians who made their Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wassalam and regarded him to be Allah also. They regarded him as a God also and part of Trinity. So this ummah is in the central part. This is with regard to aqaid, ibadat also. All our ibadat also, there is moderation. All our financial matters, financial dealings also, akhlaq and adab in everything. However, we should understand this moderation is that which Shariat and the Quran has defined for us. Not that we define it ourselves. That if a person is making five times namaz, we feel that he's extreme. If a lady goes in parda, we feel she's gone extreme now. That moderation must be that she must just cover her hair, for example, and she must just dress modestly, but she doesn't have to wear the burqa. And we think that is the middle path in moderation. That is not correct. What Shariat has defined in that is moderation. And not what we think, that we live partly an Islamic way of life also, partly a modern Western way of life also. And we call that moderation. That is not moderation. Pure Islamic way of life we must live. And in there must be moderation, there must be no extremities on either side. So Allah Ta'ala has made this ummah that great and honorable ummah. And as explained on the day of Qiyamah, this ummah will give evidence also, because they are that ummah worthy of giving evidence, even though they were not present in the time of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam or before. Purely because Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had informed them, and the information of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is more truer than what we see with our eyes, and more truer than what we hear with our ears. So, and we should also realize this position. Then Allah Ta'ala says, وَيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا. Aur ho Rasool tum par gawahi dene wala. And Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam will give evidence for the ummah. When the ummah will say, yes, the Anbiya Alayhi Salatu Wasalam did come and warn the ummahs of before. And they will be asked, how do you know? They will say, our Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam informed us. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will also be called to testify in that court case. And he will also say, yes, what my ummah is saying is true. That the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam did come and did warn the people. On that, the judgment will be made and these kuffar will be found guilty and sentenced to Jahannam then. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will also give evidence. And also another very valuable point that is deduced from this ayat, that this ummah Allah Ta'ala has made the ijma, the consensus, the unity of this ummah is also one of the proofs of Sharia. In order to find the law of Allah Ta'ala, in fiqh, in jurisprudence, the first source is the Quran Sharif. A person will look for the law of Allah in the Quran Sharif. If he does not find it there, then he will look at the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If he does not find it there, new developments have taken place. New types of life have started. New types of business transactions are taking place. Now that is not found directly in the Quran Sharif nor in the hadith. then the ijma of the ummah, what the ummah agrees upon, that will be also the law of Allah. Such a great honor Allah has given this ummah. And then the fourth is what is called qiyas analogy, that where we see what happened sometime in the past, what was the principle governing, what was the rule at that time, and yeah, how does that rule and principle apply here? And this is the work of course of those people who are very knowledgeable in deen, who have got the thorough knowledge of deen, who are so intelligent also that they can compare and see the correct thing. And piety is also very important, and sincerity. These are those people who will be able to find the solutions no matter under what environment and circumstances we find ourselves till the day of Qiyamah. Islam in this circle will be able to guide us all along all the time. So Allah has given this ummah a very great position, that the ijma of the ummah is also proof of Sharia. And this is all because of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's barakat on this ummah, and that this ummah, that we are made of the sand, and the sand original, the right original of sand was where the Kaaba Sharif is. From their sand Allah created and spread it out throughout the world. And our originality goes there, and by facing the Qibla and having the Kaaba as our Qibla, we are blessed with this great honor as well. It's very important that we realize our position and we behave accordingly also. All our actions, whether it is in private, with our families, etc., our own lives, whether it is in public, with other Muslim people, with non-Muslim people, this great honor that Allah has given us, we should live according to that. And we should not belittle ourselves and live like animals of the West, whether it is going to sports grounds and behaving like coons and or like coons on a carnival or something, or any other thing. We should not belittle and humiliate and disgrace ourselves. Allah has given this ummah great honor, and they are there for guidance of mankind. And that is what we should do, and not follow the coons and the stupid idiots of the Western world and become like them. But we have got a special way of life, and we were charged with the duty of guiding the whole of mankind to righteousness. So correct behavior, attitude with regard to the family, wife, children, private life, family, public life, with our customers in the shop, with who we associate, we should display Islam's character and Islam's morality and show them the correct and true way. May Allah guide us all to righteousness.